A proud and special day for you today, Jimmy.
Yeah, very, very special day, and you know, all the hard work and effort that my committee has put in. I think it's a proud day for them as well. As I said, you know, the amount of work and things that have been going on behind the scenes to make this happen in the space of 2 weeks, for all the work that they've done has been nothing short of, you know, phenomenal. And I appreciate everything that they've done. And as I say, I think today was a great satisfaction and a great moment for them to see the crowd that we had here today, for all the hard work and effort that they have put in.
Great occasion, great crowd, great turnout. Blue day, really, wasn't
it?
Yeah,
probably the only thing that was disappointing was the result. You know, to get beat 7-0, but I think Rangers' just class was there for everyone to see. It's certainly the best Rangers team that I have played against, in my time here playing against Rangers. I think that was evident for everyone to see, and testament to them for the attitude that they showed towards the game, for the way they played. And they were relentless and very, very professional in their work and the way they played, and testament to them for that.
And they look in good shape going into a huge game for them next week.
Yeah, and I think that was obviously that's their motivation, to build towards next Saturday, and to put in a very professional job to build confidence for next week. Probably for us it'll be it's been a learning curve to see how good teams are and how we can learn from some certain scenarios that happened out there today, and certainly fitness wise it won't do us any harm leading into our game against Portadown next week as well.
Kenny Miller looked a class act.
He did. You know, for 36 years of age, to come and play in a match against us and to show that hunger and that desire and the attitude that he showed is it's a credit to him, and it's a great example to every player around.
A lot of positives for us too. I mean, Johnny Fraser really sparkled on the wing, didn't he?
Johnny Fraser was excellent today, and that's the quality that he can show. Probably needs to show a bit more composure at times in certain positions, but you know, he's still a young boy and still learning the game and learning, you know, at this club. And you know, if he continues to show that work ethic and that quality of play, then you know, he'll certainly be fighting for a place in the first team.
And a testimonial isn't the end of Jamie Mulgrew, because you'll be busting to be in that team for Portadown next
Saturday. Definitely. Obviously, that's the end of my testimonial year. But my attitude and my hunger, my desire to do well for this club will never change, because obviously everyone knows how I feel about it.
And it's a break with the international. We're back to porridge and back to business, and we've got to, you know, climb that league table starting next Saturday.
We'll be on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday to train and working hard as we always do, and working on things for next Saturday. And you know, it's a look, every game's a big game for us, no matter who we play. But you know, it's back on the league road again, and it's important that we get 3 points here next week at home.
Well done on a special, emotional, enjoyable, successful day. You're a hugely popular figure around this place, and well done, and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
Come back and get 3 points next week.
Thanks, Andy.